This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club. The show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the-
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes.
The start of a work week.
Yep.
Very up and down weekend. I started my weekend Friday. I went down to Georgia. I was being a mentor. As part of the Steve Harvey mentorship program, dropping the Clues Bombs with Steve Harvey.
I seen that. How was that? How was that experience?
Oh, man, that was amazing, man. Steve is doing God's work down there. He had 200 young men, 200 fatherless young men that he just was instilling discipline in and, teaching them how to dress, teaching them how to talk, how to show respect, be courteous, all of that good stuff, man. Just being a father figure to 200 kids who don't have fathers, 200 young men who don't have fathers. So salute to my man, Steve Harvey. I went down there to do some mentorship and ended up getting mentored.
That's good.
Steve took me out on the ATV and we was riding around just talking and building and, bruh. Steve Harvey's doing God's work, man.
Absolutely.
On so many different levels. Drop on the Clues Bombs with Steve Harvey once again, damn it.
But shout out to God, Steve Harvey.
And over the weekend, of course, we were all following the tragic stories that happened in Orlando.
Yes.
Awful.
I was actually out in Orlando and Friday night where the young woman from The Voice that got killed.
Christina Grimmie.
Yeah, my club was a block away. So everything was shut down. It was just so crazy. And Orlando was just... It was just so much going on in Orlando. And then the next day, when, 50 people got killed, 53 people injured with that tragedy, it was just a lot. I feel for anybody who have lost somebody in that tragedy in the whole Orlando. I mean,
And I was reading all the firsthand accounts from people who lost family members.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man.
And people who were actually there and how they managed to get away. Terrible.
Listen, hate is whack. Hate is whack. In the words of the late, great Maya Angelou, hate has caused a lot of problems in this world, but it hasn't solved one yet. So prayers up for everybody in Orlando who listens to us on 104.5 The Beat. Tragic, tragic situation. I wake up every morning and thank God for life because I mean it. I do not take it for granted because you never know when it can be taken away.
Not at all. And I got so many calls because it was just very sad. And like you hit hearing, and they said one of the disturbing things is after, and there's still bodies in the club, and the police are doing investigations. They said that the phones of the people that are killed are still ringing because their family members are still looking
for them. Still calling, looking for them. Yeah, I seen a mother on TV last night crying, like, she don't know where her son's at. She don't know if her son's dead in the club. Mm-hmm. She don't know what's going on.
I saw one mother was reading the text messages that her son sent before he got killed.
And I guess you got to remain optimistic because in your mind, you don't want to think, okay, my son's dead. Maybe he went running for cover and dropped his phone in the club. You want to think that, but then, you got to deal with the reality of the situation.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Well, we'll give you as much information as we can.
Cold world we live in.
Absolutely.
On what happened in Orlando this morning.
All right. Keep it locked. Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. That was Drake. Now, NBA Finals. Cavs-Warrior Game 5 is tonight.
Yeah, I told y'all already. Warriors in 5. I don't care that Draymond Green is suspended. Warriors in 5. Splash Brothers are going to have a huge game tonight. Steph Curry is going to show why he's the back-to-back MVP. He had 38 last game. Watch how he cooks tonight. They're going to win the championship at home in Oakland.
I don't think so. Draymond Green is suspended for a nut check, so Warriors in 5 playing tonight.
Told y'all this already before the series started. Warriors in 5. Stop it.
And shout-out to the Pittsburgh Penguins for winning the Stanley Cup if you follow hockey.
I don't even know what that means. I just know Stanley Cup is a very cool trophy, probably the coolest trophy in sports. It looks really nice. Other than that, I don't know anything about hockey.
Now, let's talk about Orlando Yee.
Well, we were telling you earlier, Omar Mateen is the 29-year-old man who shot 50 people dead at a gay nightclub in Orlando that's called Pulse, and he injured 53 people. This is the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history and the deadliest terrorist attack since 9/11. Now, during the attack, Omar Mateen did call 911. He pledged allegiance to the ISIS terror group. He also mentioned the Boston Marathon. The standoff lasted about 3 hours. He was born in 1986 in New York, and he was living in Fort Pierce. Most recently, they also spoke with his ex-wife. He was married in 2009. The woman said that he became abusive a few months after they were married, and they did take some time to complete the divorce. 2 years later, they were divorced, and she said that he was bipolar, although he was not formally diagnosed. Now, he had been investigated twice by police for his ties to ISIS, but at the time of the attack, he was not under investigation. They were saying they didn't find anything. He also worked since 2007 as a security officer. I was reading an interview with one of his coworkers who said that he never referred to black people without using the N-word and never referred to gay people without using derogatory terms as well.
Listen, man, love, love, love. That's the only thing we need right now. All these situations would not happen if people loved one another and didn't hate. I don't know if this guy hated Americans. I don't know if he hated gays. I just know he hated, and hate is whack.
Well, here's our President Barack Obama speaking on the situation.
The shooter targeted a nightclub where people came together to be with friends, to dance and to sing and to live. So this is a sobering reminder that attacks on any American, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation, is an attack on all of us. And no act of hate or terror will ever change who we are or the values that make us Americans.
There were also some family members and friends of people who were killed or people who just can't be found. And they also have spoken out.
At first, it sounded like it was part of the show. But once people start screaming and shots just keep ringing out, you know that it's not a show anymore. I was with my friend Chris. We were by the door and we both heard the shots. We both like looked at each other like, what the hell is going on? And once people started screaming, my first instinct was to run and just get out.
You were there with your friend Chris Summers, and you still don't know where he's at right now.
I don't know where he is. I don't know what his status is. Wow. He's not answering his phone. I can't go to the hospital. I'm just trying to figure out if he's okay.
That's so sad.
How hard is it to love? How hard is it to not want to hurt people? Treat people how you would want to be treated. I can't think of too many people who would want to be gunned down while they're in the club minding their business, dancing to Beyonce. Next thing you know, you ducking gunfire.
Sounds easy enough to love somebody, right?
Yeah, it sounds easy enough to not want to hurt somebody. Hey, I'm not going to take this AR-15 and just go gun people down just because I simply hate them.
Now, ISIS has also told supporters they're going to be rewarded tenfold in paradise if they carry out attacks during Ramadan. So that is another reason that people are on high alert. And,
oh, boy.
You know, I don't know if you guys saw this, too, but there was also another person who officers arrested. This is probably unrelated, but he was arrested in California on Sunday. He was going to the L.A. Pride Festival with an arsenal of weapons, and that was James Wesley Howell, a 20-year-old man from Indiana.
I've seen that. He had some bomb-making materials in his car, too, right?
Right.
By the way, mental illness.
He had three assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, ammunition, and a 5-gallon bucket with chemicals that could be used to create an explosive device.
Yeah, by the way, mental illness is real. I mean, a lot of the times we be watching these situations and approaching them from a rational thinking standpoint. Some of these people are thinking very irrational because they're mentally ill. Like when I was doing the mentorship this weekend with Steve Harvey, every 2 hours they had to check and make sure all the kids were on their meds, okay? Because a lot of those kids just needed to be on their medication, okay? So mental illness is real out here in these streets.
Well, no, I'm very aware of that. And, you know, they also showed Omar Mateen's dad. I don't know if you guys saw the footage of him, but he had an anti-American show that he hosted.
His dad did?
Yeah, his dad as well.
Why would you come to America to do an anti-American show? See, that's when America has way too much freedom.
They must have just found that out. At first, they thought that the daddy's dad said it, he didn't know why.
No,
maybe
there
was a trip to Miami. Wow.
Everything of his dad.
Yeah, didn't the dad say something about his son got upset because he saw two men kissing?
Kissing in Miami and got upset about that.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You should not be able to do an anti-American show in America.
No way.
Like, no. That's when America has too much freedom. That's when you got to put the clamps down on people and say, you know what, this freedom of speech thing doesn't apply to you.
Wow. All right, well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend, a bad morning, whatever it may be. Maybe you just want to vent a little bit. Well, phone lines are wide open. You can call us up right now. We'll put you live on the air. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. and this is the mad rap. I'm going to tell you why, man. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drug girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hey, tell them why you mad, Charlie.
I'm not really upset, but I just want to call and say I really appreciate Charlamagne the God and his views, and we need more people like that in the world, man.
Okay.
Boy, thank that's you, a scary thing.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Q Nooney.
Hey, Q, tell him why you mad.
Yeah, I'm upset, man. Hey, can I holler at Charlamagne real quick?
I'm right here, my brother. What's happening?
Charlamagne, man, you are one of the biggest icons, in my opinion.
Really?
You need better role models.
He said his opinion. Go ahead, bro.
You are one of the biggest people that giving out their opinions. And in my opinion, you are one of the greatest at keeping it real. You are a realist to me.
So talk to me. What's up?
And real recognize real. I'm mad because you don't get the credit you deserve. And I'm mad because one of my favorite artists, Jacquees, don't get the credit he deserves.
Okay.
All right. Me and Jacquees in the same
there
sentence.
We go.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Jacquees, damn
there
it.
There you go. You and Jacquees.
Rich gang. All right. Charlamagne and Jacquees, baby. We don't get the credit we deserve.
All right. He was almost so good. I was like,
Man, let that man have his heroes, bro.
All right.
All right, we might be missing something with Jacquees. I don't know.
That's incredible.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's poppin'? It's calling for Charlotte.
Tell him why you mad.
I ain't even mad, man. It's just the fact that I want to vent, man. I follow all three of y'all on Twitter, and I feel like y'all don't follow me on Twitter. Y'all say y'all follow y'all fans and stuff. And Charlamagne, you one of them, because I look to you as a mentor. So
that's three.
This mentorship program really
there
did something.
Hey, man.
Listen, man.
I'm
here for this, brother. Okay, I'm gonna try. Listen, when you know better, you're supposed to do better and teach better. If y'all look up to me in some way, shape, or form, I'm gonna try my hardest to lead y'all the right way.
Hello, who's this?
What's good? This Mike Lowry in Miami.
Mike Lowry, tell him why you mad.
You know, I'm mad for a couple reasons, bro. I'm mad about all this killing going on just everywhere in general. And you know, the other reason why I'm mad. Mad because Charlamagne's head ain't shining like it should be this morning. Charlamagne, put a little more respect on that head.
You got a hat on, bro.
I got a hat on. I ain't got no haircut yet. When I get my haircut, though, I'm going to get that fresh baldy.
We'll get him shining
get
for you.
Get that fresh baldy for the week. Get that hairline removed. And be good to go.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is the mad rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on The Breakfast Club, for real.
Tell them why you mad, mama.
People really are, like, hateful. Like, it's
no
just
reason.
Sad.
Yeah, they definitely are.
In the words of Maya Angelou, hate has caused a lot of problems in this world, but it has not solved one yet.
That's why you always have to show love to everybody whenever you can. When I was in the Dominican Republic, we had one woman who worked in the restaurant that we were eating at, and she had kind of an attitude that day. So my friend was talking to her because she's Dominican. She was talking to her in Spanish, and the woman was saying she was having a terrible week because they took her... Her baby's father took her daughter away and came to the United States, and she couldn't track him down, and she didn't have enough money to hire a lawyer. She hasn't heard or spoken to her daughter in over a year. You don't know what's going on in people's lives.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's why it's best to just show love. Even when people hate, you still can get your blessings.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's okay to check people every now and then, too, though. Sometimes you got to check people. Because like what Angelique said right now is a real thing. But don't take it out on me just because you're going through
and
it,
I
okay?
And I agree with that. And you know what? It's the biggest thing. The biggest haters are the ones that are on Twitter and be like, God bless. I bless. No, you're a hater. Just show love. Show love to everybody. I want to see everybody do well.
Love is the only thing we need right now, man. All these situations will not happen if people loved one another and didn't.
You're absolutely right. Hello, who's this?
This is Carlos.
Tell them why you mad, bro.
I'm just mad with all this stupid gun violence going on and people dying. You know, it's nowhere safe now. You can't go to a movie theater. You can't even go to a nightclub. And it just makes you want to not really do anything anymore. You don't know if you're going to lose your life or lose the best friend.
It makes you want to sit in your house and just relax with your kids and cool out and mind your business.
You know, the crazy thing about it is he's right. My kids had an 8th grade trip, and it was supposed to be to D.C., and they canceled the trip to D.C. because they was like, they're just too scared about what can happen if the kids go to D.C. And I was like, well, why would they cancel the trip? And now I understand why.
Yeah.
Like it's too scary to bring a bunch of kids to a remote area or a private area. And you never know what's going to happen.
I agree with that, man. I just really do not understand how hard it is to just love.
To love, right.
Just to wake up and say, you know what, I want to love today. To wake up and say, I do not want to hurt people today. Like, how hard is it to wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I think I'm going to get my AR-15, I'm going to get my AR-AB, and I'm just going to shoot 50 people. You know how much energy that takes? Just doing it out of pure hate? I don't hate nothing that much. I'm sorry. Like, I try not to kill bugs. Like, I'll pick up a bug and put it outside.
I don't know why I do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know, I do that all the time.
But when I'm feeling, I'm in that zone, I'm like, here, come here.
You haven't been around a cockroach in a long time. That's what I can tell. You get some money over there,
I had something else.
What about mice?
It was some kind. Oh, no, mice can die. I don't play with mice at all. Mice are too scary. They shouldn't be scaring people. If they didn't scare me, they wouldn't die. It's a reaction.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Now, we got rumors coming up.
Well, we'll tell you what else happened in Orlando with Christina Grimmie, the young lady from The Voice, over the weekend. We'll give you an update on that. Also, Bobby Brown, his book is out today, Every Little Step. Looks like it's going to be a great read, and we'll tell you some more information on some other sexual experiences he had.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Angela Yee. It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, we were telling you earlier about what happened in Orlando with Christina Grimmie. She was gunned down after a performance, and she was signing autographs. Now, it appears that the person who killed her, and they have identified him as Kevin James Loibo. He's a 27-year-old man from St. Petersburg, Florida.
So crazy.
Drove from his house to Christina's concert in Orlando, and apparently just gunned her down. He was a deranged fan is the best way to put it, I guess. Now, he also fatally shot himself after he gunned down Christina Grimmie. He had a struggle with Christina's brother, and the family did release a statement on the front door of their house addressing the whole situation. Now, Selena Gomez was performing Saturday night, and she dedicated a song to the former Voice contestant Christina Grimmie. Selena Gomez was her mentor, and Selena's stepfather signed Christina when she was 14 years old to manage her singing career. Check out Selena Gomez on stage.
I think it's not about a religion, and it's not about anything or good deeds. It's just that she had faith. And I don't really understand how this really happened, but I would like to dedicate this next song to her.
That situation is scary as hell because you're at some place like an autograph signing. You think everybody there is coming to show you love.
Come see you.
And then that happens. And I know this is no way to live, but that's why I'm paranoid. I'm scary as hell. Don't be walking up on me, bro. I don't know who's a friend or foe, and you never know until you know.
Now, I was out in Orlando Friday night, and actually the venue where she performed was a block away from my venue. And just to see the people going crazy, not knowing what happened, and people so scared. It's just rest in peace and condolences to her family.
It happened right in front of the fans, right in front of her brother. Awful situation.
Drop one of clues bombs for her brother, too. Her brother said her brother tackled the guy as soon as he let off the shots.
Right.
You know, I wish her brother had a gun so you could have ended it right then and there.
Now, Iggy Azalea is now going to be on X Factor Australia. She's going to replace the current show host. She said, I really didn't picture myself being a judge on any kind of television show, but I think that actually this could be a good fit for me. So I said yes. Initially, I didn't know, but then I thought it would be good to come back to Australia and have an opportunity to spend some time there and obviously to see my family who live in Sydney. So,
well, I'm glad Iggy got a job. By the way, that would have never worked in America. Nobody in America would dare want to be judged by Iggy Azalea. Okay? It would have been a total backlash if they'd have put Iggy Azalea as a judge in America.
And Bobby Brown's book is out today, Every Little Step. And there's all kinds of things. Now, he talks about, actually, before he got married to Whitney Houston, she told him to go ahead and get all the partying and effing around out of his system before the wedding. So he said, he had a marathon bachelor party. He started in New York, Las Vegas, then Miami, then Paris, and he actually had sex with a midget. He said, let me say the night with the midget blew my mind. You can do things that aren't just possible with an average-sized woman.
Call little people.
Well, this is what he said. I'm quoting Bobby Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
Bobby Brown would not be politically correct. So
right.
Go.
I'm just reading it quote for quote. Okay, and
you stop that midget. Go.
Then he also went on to talk about when he lost his virginity, and he talked about...
To a little person?
No, this is something else. Okay. A different situation.
If you lose your virginity to a little person, it's just a half.
He was thrown into a women's jail, and that was for driving a moped without a license. And he said that's when he found a hidden corner of the facility and had sex with a 20-something-year-old friend of his sister. Now, he also said he was broke by 17 when he left New Edition, and he also talked about hooking up with Madonna in the bathroom in the recording studio. And He said she was too wild even for him.
By the way, you can't tell somebody to get everything out your system before marriage and then bring in a kilo of cocaine for us to sniff. That's just, you know, that BS is everything, drugs included, not just women.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll give you updates of what happened in Orlando, so keep it locked. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news in hockey. All my hockey fans out there, shout out to the Pittsburgh Penguins for winning the Stanley Cup.
I don't even know what that means. I just know that the Stanley Cup is a really dope trophy, and I wonder if you can really drink out of it.
Well, they won it all. That's pretty much it. They won it all. You can drink out of it?
Can you actually pour stuff in the Stanley Cup?
Yes, you can.
That's actually the coolest trophy in all the sports.
Mm-hmm.
And Sidney Crosby's black, right?
No.
Oh, he's not? He's Canadian. But is he black? Do you got black skin?
Okay.
He can still be black and Canadian.
Now, the Cavs Warrior Game 5 is tonight on 9 p.m. on ABC now.
I told y'all.
Draymond Green is suspended.
That means nothing. I told y'all before the series started, Warriors in 5. Only reason Draymond Green got suspended is because he likes to fondle people's balls. But also. But also because they're going to try to extend the series, but it's not going to matter. I told y'all Warriors in 5 before the series started. Splash Brothers is going to have a huge game tonight. Steph Curry is going to show y'all why he's the back-to-back MVP. By fourth quarter, they'll be discussing if LeBron James is even going to stay in Cleveland.
I think the Cavs are going to win tonight. Now, also, shout-out to our family at 104.5 The Beat in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crazy weekend in Orlando. Give us some updates of what would happen, Ye.
Yes, Omar Mateen, 29 years old, had an assault rifle and a pistol, and he went into Post Club 2 a.m. Sunday and started shooting. Now there are 50 people who have died and 53 people who are injured. Now, during that attack, Omar Mateen did call 911. He pledged allegiance to the ISIS terror group, and he also mentioned the Boston Marathon. The standoff lasted about 3 hours, and it's definitely, obviously, as we know, an act of hate. Now, he was born in New York in 1986. Most recently, he lived in Fort Pierce. Apparently, his ex-wife, who he married in 2009 and later on got separated 4 months later, said he was very abusive during their marriage. And she also said that he is bipolar, but had not been diagnosed as bipolar. And he had a history with steroids. She said he was religious, but she doesn't think his religion played into the attack. He has been working as a security officer at G4S Secure Solutions since 2007. Some of his coworkers have gone on record talking about how hateful he was. He would use the N-word to describe black people, use derogatory terms when he referred to gay people as well. Here's what our President Barack Obama had to say about this attack.
The shooter targeted a nightclub where people came together to be with friends, to dance and to sing and to live. So this is a sobering reminder that attacks on any American, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation, is an attack on all of us. And no act of hate or terror will ever change who we are or the values that make us Americans.
So sad.
Love, love, love. That's the only thing we need right now. All these situations would not happen if people loved one another and didn't hate. I don't know if this guy hated Americans. I don't know if he hated gays. I just know he hated. And you got to drive out that hate with love. Even if you don't love others, love yourself to not want to throw your life away by going to hurt other people. Because now Omar dead.
Yeah.
His son got to grow up without a father. So the cycle of hate going to continue.
It's so
sad,
man.
Well, his dad said he saw two gay men kissing in Miami and just went crazy after he saw that. Now, there are a lot of people who
went
are giving
crazy
their own
what?
Firsthand eyewitness accounts of what happened. Some people that were in the club and managed to escape. Some people who had loved ones that were killed. Here is one person who was a witness.
At first, it sounded like it was part of the show, but once people start screaming and shots just keep ringing out, you know that it's not a show anymore. I was with my friend Chris. We were by the door, and we both heard the shots. We both, like, looked at each other, like, what the hell is going on? And once people started screaming, my first instinct was to run and just get out.
You were there with your friend Chris Summers, and you still don't know where he's at right now.
I don't know where he is. I don't know what his status is. He's not answering his phone. I can't go to the hospital. I'm just trying to figure out if he's okay.
Yeah. So you mean to tell me two men kissing is going to drive me crazy enough to go kill 50 people? You let a smooch between men cause you to ruin your life, your son's life, take the life of 50 other people, ruin hundreds of people because of the families involved, like because of a kiss between two men? Like, for real, for real?
Injure 53 people. It just
like,
it makes
it.
No sense.
I can't wrap my brain
makes
around
no
that.
Freaking
but
sense.
I'm a rational thinker. I can't deal with irrational people and why they do what they do.
Mm. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. We want to hear from you. 800-585-1051. We're going to take your reactions on this Orlando tragedy. We want to see if anybody from Orlando wants to call up, and if anybody was at the club, or you lost a family member, or a family member got injured. We're going to open up the phone lines. We want to hear from you.
Anybody who wants to express anything that has to do with this Orlando.
Yeah. And express a lot of love. I don't understand how hard it is to love. How hard is it to not want to hurt people?
Right. 800-585-1051. The phone lines are wide open. We're here for you. Call us up right now. And again, shout out to our family members on Orlando Station 104.5 The Beat. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hola. That was Notorious B.I.G. Mo Money, Mo Problems. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Now, by the way, you don't need money to have problems.
No, you definitely don't. 800-585-1051. We're talking about the tragedy that happened in Orlando over the weekend. And for myself, it's very scary. You know, I'm out DJing these clubs every night, six nights a week. And the fact that you go to these clubs to spread love, you know, so that you can be with your friends and you can
celebrate something,
and have a great time. And that some crazed, deranged individual who has his own problems can come and ruin somebody's life and end somebody's life, which is very scary. And I feel for any one of those people
that they said they've never had any issues in this club. They didn't even search people.
Yeah, it's not even about just this one night in Orlando. It's about violence, period. Like, absolutely. I hate hearing about people being shot. Like, I think hate is whack. In the words of the late, great Maya Angelou, hate has caused a lot of problems in this world, but it hasn't solved one yet. Like, I just can't even wrap my mind around waking up in the morning and wanting to go out and hurt people just because. Like, how hard is it to love? Treat people how you would want to be treated. Like, I can't think of too many people who would want to be gunned down when you in the club just minding your business, dancing to Beyonce, hold up, they don't love you like I love you, just came on, you having a good time, and then blah, 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 blah. Who got time for that, bro?
There's no time for hating. And even if it's a little hating, or Instagram hating, like Snapchat, like, it's no reason to look at somebody else and say, I hate them, or put a nasty comment. There's no reason to do that. Like you said earlier, it's time to spread love, man. Tell somebody you love them.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing we need right now. All these situations would not happen if people loved one another and didn't hate. I don't know if this guy hated Americans. I don't know if he hated gays. I just know he hated. And what bugs me out about him, he's a father. Mm-hmm. Like, if the love of your child wanting to be here for your seed is not enough for you not to want to hurt people and lose your life or take other people's life, I don't know what is.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Lee from Las Vegas.
Hey, what's up, bro? We opened up the phone lines, allowing you to talk about what happened in Orlando.
Yeah, man. I was actually just wondering, you know, how many people were actually killed by police bullets? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a 3-hour shootout.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
You know, like, I mean, I'm not saying that the police are at fault, but I mean, they didn't really emphasize on what kind of measures they were taking to safely get the hostages out, which I haven't really heard anything
about. But I think
they
said they waited a couple of hours before they actually went in crazy, so I really don't know.
But you know, I don't want to spread false information, but I saw people on social media saying that it was other shooters in the club. And I'm thinking to myself, like, those were probably police officers.
Well, the first guy, I guess the security guard was an off-duty cop, I believe. He started shooting with the guys first. So, there were people.
Okay.
There was some other.
But there were some text messages from one guy that was texting his mom. And he texted the guy was coming into the bathroom.
At first he was like, yeah.
He was hiding in the bathroom.
He thought he was free. He said, yeah, I'm coming out. And then the guy, you know, ran up at him in the bathroom. Hello?
My name is John, Miami, Florida.
All right. Well, talk to us about the tragedy in Orlando, bro.
You know, I'm actually from the Orlando area, and I actually believe it was obviously hate, but I also believe it had a lot to do with terrorism. Mm-hmm. If you look at the people he's been talking to prior to this, to Robinson, that was a former Marine, had ties to 9/11 bombings, the World Trade Center. It was a pretty planned thing, I have a feeling.
Right. Hey, let me ask you a question. Why do y'all act like terrorism and hate are two different things? Like, if you're a terrorist, you hate Americans. It's still a hate crime. It's just a hate crime against Americans.
Of course it's. But it's also their religion. They don't like women. They don't like gays.
Well,
still hate.
I don't think that people who practice, you know, the Muslim religion necessarily agree with this either. They condemn it also.
Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking about the tragedy that happened in Orlando. 50 people dead, 53 people injured.
Too many people dead. Too many people injured.
That's just destroyed.
Not enough love. Too much hate.
So call us up right now, 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Panda Designer. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're opening up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. We're talking about the tragedy that happened in Orlando.
At Pulse Nightclub.
Now, we actually have somebody on the phone that actually works on our sister station in Orlando, 104.5 The Beat. We got D-Strong on the line. Good morning, bro.
D-Strong. What's
up,
my brother?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? I'm out here in Orlando. How you guys doing this
morning? Good
morning.
How are you?
Talk to me, man. What's going on out there? What's the vibe
man,
in the city?
The vibe is, you know what, and it's not funny, but the thing that, you know, I've been hearing you talk about all morning is the love, and despite this, you know, tragic, deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history that happened right here in Orlando, the love is really alive and people just coming together and supporting the city. And, you know, it's just that's the one thing that when you're out and about, you see it. Like yesterday, you know, a lot of people were donating blood, and the locations that people were actually donating blood were, the lines were so long they had to turn people around.
Wow.
You know, then it was like a lot of calls for supplies. People needed water, ice, snacks. It's like there was just a plethora of that, of those things floating around the city, to the point where, you know, we packed the RV up and we're going to certain locations and they're like, hey, we're already good. We have no more need for this stuff here. So it's
wow,
like
that's great.
Within that short amount of time, the city has really came together, and I only hope that we can continue to do so. This is, you know, really only day two, and we live in a society where as time passes, you know, we tend to really forget things very quickly, and I just hope
clear. The NBA Finals is tonight, baby.
Exactly.
Be so clear. Everybody will move right on.
Are a lot of things shut down?
Not really. You know, things are still moving. You know, nothing is really shut down other than the actual crime scene area where the tragedy took place. But other than that, you know, the city is still pushing. The city's moving. And it's just, you know, not only the love in Orlando, but in all honesty, throughout the world. It's like, you know, people addressing it, you know, from whether it's other states, countries, whatever the case is. It's just that love is what we need. That's what we need.
What can people do if they want to give back, you know, whether it's clothes, whether it's supplies,
any type of
whether
support,
it's blood,
what
is there
what is
anything
it
that they could do?
Yeah, what's needed, and where can people find
you
information?
Know what? At this point, the biggest thing that we need is blood.
Okay.
Blood is something that we definitely need. The blood type is O negative is the preferred type of blood. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, you're trying to find a location close to you, there's a phone number you can call. It's 888-9-DONATE, and you can find the closest location.
Give the number again, 888-9-DONATE.
Correct, 888-9-DONATE. Call that number. You'll find the closest location to where it is that you can actually donate blood.
Hey, okay. D, let me ask you a question. Are you hearing anything, because I saw this Facebook post going around, are you hearing anything about another shooter in the club?
We have heard things, but nothing confirmed. I saw on Facebook as well, is like people were saying there might have been two other shooters.
Wow. Yeah.
But nothing confirmed. And we're still waiting. And, you know, even the body count last we heard was that 50 people died, 53 injured. And there, you know, there's actually a website if people are wondering, you know, if somebody that they know has been injured, because they haven't really disclosed all those names yet. But the website for that is cityoforlando.net. And out of the 50 bodies so far, they've identified 23. So
wow.
We don't know if that count's going to go up, so it's kind of like a waiting game, and, you know, we don't have a script or a blueprint for this. We're just trying to all just get through it and that love and support as the city make it through.
Hey, Orlando's a beautiful place. I love Orlando. My aunt lives there. Salute to my cousin Keith. Sad that you guys are famous for Disney World and the largest mass shooting in American history now, man.
Yeah, that's a bad thing, and you
terrible.
Know,
oh, and Dwight Howard too. Let's not forget him.
It's interesting because I heard you guys talking about with Kevin Hart about the hate,
right?
And you know, hate on the level of, you know, social media is one thing. It's like the level of hate that had to live in this guy.
Yeah, man.
My goodness. Yeah, man. Like, what possesses somebody to take
much, right?
action? This is crazy.
But they said that he was always like that. His coworkers, his ex-wife, everybody said he was filled with hate.
Even his parents said that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a different level of hate when you pick up an AR-15, an AR-AB, and go kill 50
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it's...
Different
it's
level.
Bad, man, and the hate in people's hearts, man, this is a true testimony. It's like the segregation of whatever sex
right.
you are, race, whatever
yep.
religion. It's like, once again, when you have those blood banks, I mean, the diversity from black white, Asian. It's like the same blood is needed, no right. matter what race you are, to try to cure what's going on right now. So it's like, it's nonsense for all the segregation, man. Let's all just, you know, it's easier said than done, but show love, unite, and be as one, man.
We're all appreciate Americans. You for checking in, too, man.
We're all Americans.
Appreciate that. But you guys just keep doing what you're doing, man, and just keep, you know, getting the word out and just spreading that love, man. That love is needed.
Thanks,
my brother. Love.
Hey, thank you.
That was D Strong from our sister station 104.5 The Beat out in Orlando.
Yeah, man.
All right, when we come back.
Hold on, the moral of the story is simple. You can Google it. I just saw Snoop Dogg post it. I've been saying it all morning.
Mm-hmm.
In the words of the late, great Maya Angelou, hate has caused a lot of problems in this world, but it has not solved one yet.
Right.
Period. Hashtag love.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, we got some rumors, G?
Yes, we'll be talking about Muhammad Ali's memorial service. We have some clips for you from that. Bill Clinton gave the eulogy, and we have some of the other speakers. Also, T.I., he has a new venture coming, and 1,600 people showed up to try out.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah, listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Muhammad Ali's memorial service happened over the weekend, and it was about 4 hours long, the ceremony. Among the people speaking, Brian Gumbel spoke, also Billy Crystal, and former President Bill Clinton gave the last eulogy. Here was Bill Clinton's last eulogy.
I think he decided very young to write his own life story. He decided that he would not be ever disempowered. I remember thinking when I was a kid, this guy is so smart, and he never got credit for being as smart as he was. It is the choices that Muhammad Ali made that have brought us all here today in honor and love.
Why Bill Clinton sounds so old?
I don't know.
He is old.
Bill sounds like he don't got too much time left.
I wouldn't know that was him.
Yeah, Bill is old.
Now, Billy Crystal also delivered a eulogy. His was pretty funny.
I met him in 1974. I was just getting started as a stand-up comedian and struggling, but I had one good routine. I went into the Ali.
Everybody's talking about George Foreman. I want to talk about George Foreman. George Foreman was ugly. He's so slow. George was slow. I come out, voop, voop, voop. And then I rope-a-dope George, and I'm still fast at 33 years of age. I'm so fast I can turn up the lights, be in my bed before the room gets dark.
The audience exploded. See, no one had ever done him before. And here he was, a white kid from Long Island, imitating the greatest of all time, and he was loving it. And when I was done, he gave me this big bear hug, and he whispered in my ear, "You're my little brother."
Do you hear the youthful exuberance in Billy Crystal's voice? If I had to bet on a Bill being around, I'd bet on Crystal, not Clinton, because Bill Clinton sound old as hell.
He do so.
My father went to the funeral, too, by the way.
Oh, he did? What did he say?
He said it was great. He said
did he have a ticket?
He got a ticket. He bought a ticket for $120, he said. He bought from some scalpers. But he said you would have never thought America hated Muhammad Ali
mm-hmm.
by the send-off.
By the way that everybody yeah. came out.
Did he crash support. The stage this time?
Nah, he didn't get near the stage this time. He was up in the nosebleeds.
All right, Kanye West and his former bodyguard continue to have some issues. Now, this is crazy, but you remember the bodyguard that Kanye fired because he said he spoke to Kim Kardashian in mm-hmm. the hallway in the hotel room? Well, Steve Stanulis is his name, a.k.a. Savage Steve. Well, now he has a new web series that he's doing with funnyordie.com. He has his own channel on the website, and he's doing a three-part reenactment of his encounters with Kanye. So the first one, and I actually took a look at it, it's only not even 2 minutes long, and it's just basically Kanye asking somebody to move out of the way because they're ruining his shot. It wasn't really that funny, I'm not going to lie. But Kanye is threatening to sue for $30 million if he continues to blast him in the media. And according to Steve Stanulis, he says that Kanye has wild temper tantrums and he won't even push his own button in the elevator. So he's doing a lot of jokes about this now. I would think that he had to sign some type of non-disclosure agreement, mm-hmm. some type of confidentiality contract to work with Kanye. But I would assume he's probably not going to get much work as a bodyguard after this.
I mean, there's nothing he can tell us about Kanye that we don't already know. Kanye's arrogant. He's got a big ego.
Check.
We know this.
Yep. He doesn't push his own button in the
okay.
elevator.
I didn't know that.
I can see that.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, I think it's a bit much, though. I mean, it's just, you know.
I don't care.
Yeah, he needs to let it go. Now, T.I. has a new venture coming. He's actually opening up a strip club in Atlanta, a V Live. And it's going to be opening later this month. And they actually had a job fair.
What the hell is V Live? Oh, Houston.
V Live is in Houston and Dallas. And I
now
think there's
one in Atlanta.
They have one in New Orleans, too.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, 1,600 people showed up to try to audition to get a job at the new V-Live in Atlanta.
So they brought their resume wearing stripper clothes?
I mean, they're, you know, auditioning to be strippers. So they have to show up and show out and do what they got to do.
What's on their resume?
Hey, man, mama got to eat, man. Drop on the clues bombs for T.I. raising the employment rate in Atlanta.
They said there's a lot of criteria besides just dancing skills that they were looking for.
Like and, what?
They said that you have to have a toned body, tight abs, and a great personality and a well-rounded butt.
Are women still making money off stripping, though? Like, seriously, young ladies, are y'all making enough money that y'all can, like, live?
I think in certain places,
I'm sure
yeah.
they are in certain places.
Really?
Certain clubs,
certain
I'm
places.
Sure.
I'm sure in Miami, certain clubs, in Atlanta, in Vegas.
Atlanta, Houston.
I ain't seen no balling strippers lately. It used to be a time where you would see certain strippers and they look like they balling. Some of y'all look like y'all like one level below the poverty line.
Now, more it's the bartenders now.
Drop one of the clues bombs for the bartenders. The bartenders came and took all the shine from the strippers.
And I also think, in general, no matter what you do for a living, there's some standouts and there's some that...
But ain't no standout strippers no more. The bartenders done took that whole lane. Bartenders look better.
Well, a lot of strippers stop stripping and they become bartenders because the bartenders make more money than the strippers.
Well, if you're a beautiful stripper, you should get behind the bar. You get more respect and, you know, you probably make more money. I don't know if this is a thing about
bartenders
are winning
right
now. Only
100 women were selected out of these 1,600 people that showed up. 100 out of 1,600. So I would assume these are all going to be standouts. All
right? I doubt it.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Missy. Charlamagne.
You ain't seen a standout stripper. Like, you ain't seen, like, a popping white rapper in a while.
Like, I think the last really standout stripper was probably
Macklemore.
No, I was thinking Black China.
Black China.
Oh, yeah. She was probably...
Was she the last one?
Yeah.
Anybody that Drake raps about, basically.
And what was the one that fell off the pole and almost broke her neck?
Tip Drill?
And yeah, Tip Drill.
That was years ago, man.
That's the only ones.
That's Charlamagne's friend.
Tip is the homie.
Why you starting, man? Why you starting like that?
Okay.
My goodness. All right, moving on.
Yes.
Donkey of the day, sir?
Yes, donkey of the day. it's going to Omar Martin. He should be in hell by now. I hope he can hear me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat. Yeah,
it's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran. Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 13th goes to Omar Mateen, the Orlando nightclub shooter who is believed to have killed at least 50 people in a gay nightclub in Orlando called Pulse. Now, in the midst of the attack, Mateen called 911 and pledged his allegiance to ISIS. So, in my mind, I don't know if he hated Americans. I don't know if he hated gays. All I know is that he hated. And no matter how you slice this situation, it's a hate crime. And hate is whack. In the words of the late, great Maya Angelou, hate has caused a lot of problems in this world, but it has not solved one yet. Now, Omar Mateen has been on the radar. So this situation isn't as random as one may think. Omar was on the radar of U.S. security officials, but was not the target of a specific investigation. FBI Special Agent Ronald Harper said the FBI had taken interest in Omar Mateen twice. First in 2013, after he made inflammatory comments to coworkers, and then again the next year, after he was linked to another U.S. radical who became a suicide bomber in Syria. Mateen was interviewed by investigators three times in relation to the probes, but in both cases, the FBI determined Mateen was not a threat. Boy, were they wrong. And they closed the investigations. But he was not under investigation or surveillance at the time of the shooting. Let me tell you something. I feel like when it comes to potential for violent crimes, if you are investigated by the FBI or whoever, you should stay under surveillance forever. Okay, in this situation, that Pulse nightclub is a prime example why. Now, Orlando Mateen's ex-wife said that Omar was not a stable person. Okay, according to the New York Post, the woman said she met Omar online about 8 years ago and moved to Florida to marry him, but they were divorced in 2011, and his ex-wife said he was violent, mentally unstable, and beat her repeatedly when they were married. She said, he beat me, he would just come home and start beating me up because the laundry wasn't finished, or something like that, end quote. Now, Omar later remarried and even has a young son with his new wife. Now, this is what I don't understand. Some people like Omar are so consumed with hate that it's easy for them to hurt people and commit violent acts. The saying, hurt people, is very true, but the only thing that can drive out the darkness of hate is the light of love. And a lot of these hateful people don't have love in their life, but Omar had a new wife and a son. Even if your wife isn't, the love of your life, the love of a child, just wanting to be there for your seed should be enough to drive out any hate you have for others, okay? Love, love, love. That's the only thing we need right now. All these situations would not happen if people loved one another and didn't hate. Like I said, I don't know if this guy Omar hated Americans. I don't know if he hated gays. I just know he hated, period. And that is what's causing all of this violence that's going on in America. Do you know how bad I have to hate you to want to pick up a gun and kill you? Do you know how bad I must hate myself to want to pick up a gun and kill you? Like, people who do things like this, in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, nobody loves this person, and he don't love himself. Because you have to know, once you walk in the club and shoot all these people, your life is over. Right. It's consequences to playing with guns, and those consequences are jail and death, and you have to love yourself enough to not want to hurt yourself in that manner. Once you love yourself, it's easy to love others, and you wouldn't even think of doing a crime of this magnitude. I just don't know what to say in this situation. All the talking points about gun violence have been exhausted. All the talking points about terrorism have been exhausted. The talking points about homophobic people, ISIS, all those talking points have been exhausted. It's about hate. That is the problem. That is the root cause to all these issues. And in the words of the late, great, way too loving Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I really wish Omar would have ran across that quote one or two times on Instagram and applied it to his life. Would have been saving a whole lot of people in Orlando and across the country a whole lot of grief right now, okay? Give Omar Martin the biggest hee-haw, please.
Absolutely.
I just don't know, bro. All you can do in times like this is just pray.
Like you said,
and
spread
remember
love.
The love.
Spread love.
That's it.
Everybody do your part and spread love in your own way, you know.
Because it's all this, I'm telling you, the root of all these issues is hate.
Absolutely.
I don't care if it's terrorism. I don't care if it's homophobia. I don't care if it's whatever.
Even on
it's
a small,
hate. Even
yeah,
if it's
even
just in the hood
yeah,
and you killing your people.
Absolutely.
Gang bang, whatever. It's all
Instagram,
just hate.
Snapchat. Just even if it's small, stop the hate, man.
Stop the hate. Spread love. And you know who needs love right now? Strippers. This may be a terrible segue, but I'm still thinking
that
about
that was a bad transition.
Okay,
but I rock with you.
I'm thinking about what we was talking about a little while ago.
T.I. is opening a new strip club in Atlanta, V Live.
And I asked the question, are strippers still thriving out here? Because I don't see them prospering. Like, I see the bartenders prospering.
Okay.
I see the Instagram models prospering.
Okay.
I don't really see no popping strippers.
Well, let's
right
open
now.
Up the phone lines. 800-585-1051 if you go to a strip club or you're a stripper. Are strippers still popping out there?
Who's the Steph Curry of strippers right now?
The Steph Curry?
Yeah, because the strippers really didn't have haven't had a popping play in the league since the Jordan era. LeBron era.
I said since Black China 4 years ago.
That's early LeBron era.
Yeah.
Who what about Malia? She's still out.
That seemed like that was LeBron early LeBron era.
That was
LeBron
about four or five years ago, too.
Longer than that, right?
Yeah, that was a long time
Who ago. Is the Steph Curry of strippers right now, man? That's what I want to know if the strippers are still thriving.
All right, well, that's the question.
And don't worry about how we switch from righteous to ratchet so fast.
It happens.
That's the essence of this show.
800-585-1051. Can you make a good living as a stripper?
Now, in 2016. I don't need none of you 50-year-old strippers calling up here talking about how y'all retired off the stripper game. Okay?
Talk to you young guys. Still popping out there. Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Usher, You Don't Have to Call. Morning, everybody.
You don't have to call.
It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
What's
now,
happening?
Some new details coming out with what happened in Orlando, right?
Well, yes. According to CNN, they are now investigating to see if there were other shooters involved at Pulse Nightclub.
And once again,
In addition to Omar Mateen,
the motherships like CNN that we used to depend on for news are late.
Okay.
Because since last night on social media, people have been saying it was other shooters in the club, people that were actually there, survivors.
The right. I think sometimes with the news, they don't release certain information until
they know
they've
for
been
sure.
investigating because it might hinder an investigation. Who knows?
Yeah, it could. But most of the time, the people on the ground are right then and there tweeting and Instagramming the whole situation.
That is true.
And they are accurate.
Let's switch gears. Change gears.
Yes.
Now we're talking strippers.
We were having a very deep conversation because Angelique talked about T.I.'s new strip club that he's opening in Atlanta, V Live
in Atlanta.
And it made me say, who are the popping strippers now? Are strippers still out here thriving? Because back in the day, strippers used to look prosperous.
But not only that, you don't go to the strip club necessarily to see strippers anymore. You go because it's a lot of people there. You don't care about the strippers. Nobody tips
you
anymore.
You actually really do
but
go
that,
for the
but
music
did
and food.
Used to go all
and
the
you
time
go for food.
Just to socialize.
You go to socialize.
Now,
yeah, but people do that all the time.
But nobody going there to spend no money.
Now, people keep tweeting me talking about Malia. Listen, Malia, the goddess of the underworld, She's the only one I keep hearing about. And that's not good, because she's been in the league for a while.
She's been in the league for a while.
She's like the LeBron of strippers. Who is the Steph Curry of strippers? I don't think there is one. Bartenders and Instagram models took over the strippers trap. Why am I going to go to the strip club when I can just look at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina's own Tori Bricks on the gram?
She's not a stripper.
She's not a stripper. She,
I know that, but I'm saying, why go to the strip club when I can just see her? Go look at her. She got an ass shot on the gram right now.
I'll pass.
Listen, why go to the strip club when Bernice Burgos' Snapchat is popping? Like, why? There's nothing in the strip club for me.
Well,
I think people go for the ambiance.
The ambiance and
music,
the food is amazing. The first time I had gumbo was at V-Live in Houston.
Well, this is what we need to start.
And a lot of women go to strip clubs who not necessarily to see the women, just because it's a fun place, you know.
Salute to my dude, DJ ZD. He said that strippers, he said on Twitter, strippers and video vixens went out at the same time. That's a fact.
They did.
That's a fact. What they need to do now then is we just need to have fly restaurants with good music, good food, and beautiful bartenders. I don't need the naked broads.
But you know who also changed? Remember, Cardi B was originally a stripper.
Yeah, but she never was like a pop. She wasn't a pop stripper.
Well,
she wasn't an all-star stripper.
She was six man. She was all right, man. She was bringing crowds out.
I ain't never heard of Cardi popping in the strip club. Cardi was popping on the gram.
Nah, she was popping in the strip club.
I think her popping on the gram had her popping in the strip club.
A lot of people followed her on Instagram,
and then they would go to the strip club.
Before she did Love and Hip Hop, marketing and branding. Before she did Love and Hip Hop, she was making about 5 racks in the strip club.
Well, without the gram or anything, who's putting up points in the strip club? There is none.
I don't think there is none, man.
Let's go to the phone. I ain't in the streets no more. I don't be out.
We don't even call them to the thing. We be like, stripper number two on stage.
Damn, you don't even know their name.
No, don't know any name.
I don't see no strippers on the flyers no more. Y'all, hey, strippers, y'all done fell off, dog.
Hello, who's this?
Ian from Chicago.
What's up, bro, man? Are strippers still popping out there, bro?
No, they ain't popping to me unless they can cut the side deal in the back.
Goodbye, man.
Oh my God.
He's being for real. That's honest.
Hello, who's this?
Jasmine from VA.
She's a stripper. Hey, Jasmine, how you doing?
What's up? I'm a bartender who used to work in the strip club.
Tell us why you evolved.
I ain't involved, Charlamagne.
Evolved, girl.
I got you. But I was never a stripper, but I got to give props to my girl, Remy. She's an entertainer. To me, she's the best stripper in Virginia, and she does her thug sizzle on that pole.
Never heard of her. She needs to step her game up and start putting up more points.
But you know what, too? A lot of strippers don't dance anymore either. They don't do any pole work, and they just go up there and they do the Millie Rock, and they dab, and they want money.
Y'all need to get back into being exotic dancers. The same way drug dealers are exotic pharmacists, y'all need to get back there and be exotic dancers and learn some pole tricks.
Hello, who's this?
This is Marquetta.
Hey, Marquetta. You a stripper?
No, I'm not. I'm a bartender.
Okay.
And I can literally say the bartenders make the most money.
They do.
Me and a couple of my friends, I'm in the process of buying me a house.
Okay.
I have friends that own houses.
Okay.
So what happened to the strippers? Why did the strippers become an endangered species? Are they just extinct now?
Because they started sleeping and sucking and can't make money like that.
Gotcha.
Men lose respect for that kind of nonsense.
So they're not going to come back to keep seeing you if you are doing all that?
And you're saying that's so true. It's like we are the imagination. Like they are, that's their fantasy. And when you lose all that and you ain't giving them nothing to think about, they lose all respect. And the main thing with men, I grew up with 19 of them. You got to keep their mind going.
19.
You can't get them just everything.
Hey, right, why your mama had 19 kids, girl?
Because she loved my dad.
Evan, you got some catching up to do now. By the way, the first time, get ready when I come home. The first time I ever got fellatio was in the strip club, and she's absolutely right. I never came back to that girl because she charged me $20.
So you were hurt.
And she said, I'm going to do it for the duration of the song, but she started in the middle of the song. So I paid $20 for like 65 seconds.
What song was
it? Fellatio. I don't even remember.
You don't remember the song?
$20 is not a lot.
This was in Charleston. You crazy. Back then, I was in Charleston, South Carolina. I was like 16 years old. That was a lot of damn money. $20?
You should have remembered the song at least.
I don't remember.
800-585.
You better use your imagination and hurry up in that 65 seconds.
800-585-1051. Are strippers still popping? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. There's no role models, J. Cole. Morning, everybody.
Oh, come on,
it's
guys.
DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Righteousness and Ratchetness, Yee.
That's what we do, baby.
All right, now we're talking out of T.I. If you haven't heard, T.I. is opening up a V-Live in Atlanta. There's already one in Houston, Dallas, and New Orleans. This is his version in Atlanta. I guess he's co-owning it with the owners of V-Live. So.
Yeah, and I feel like strippers are an endangered species. I feel like strippers are damn near extinct. I mean, if you notice, all the bartenders and the Instagram models have taken over the trap that the strippers once dominated.
Remember, like, the snack pack was popping at
Who the
Magic
hell is
City.
The snack pack?
You don't remember the snack pack in Magic City? They did all these. They used to do all kind of tricks on the pole. They were amazing, the stuff they could do. You would look at them and be like, wow. You don't never want to look at a stripper and be like, man, I could be a stripper too.
You don't see
You're
that
supposed
anymore.
To look at them and be like, I could never do that.
You don't see tricks like that anymore.
Yeah, ain't no Gigi Maguire's out here no more.
Gigi was part of the snack pack.
She was.
She was?
Yeah.
See, Gigi, you know what? Gigi might have been the last great stripper left. Gigi,
the last great
No.
And she actually teaches pole dance.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I feel bad that I just thought about this. Gigi was the last all-star stripper, bro. Not Tip Drill, not maybe Malaya's up there too, but Gigi Maguire is the last all-star stripper. There hasn't been
She's like really classically trained in dance, so she was able to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Not she didn't just walk around. She would be up there flipping and all kind of stuff.
There hasn't been an MVP of strippers in a long time. Like, who is the Steph Curry of strippers right now?
And if you don't know who Gigi is, she also hosts a show with Angela Yee.
Oh, Lip Service, the podcast.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is a lady from Atlanta. I have a comment. I am a house mom, and I do have something to say why the strippers are not making money.
No, hold on. What's your name first? Let me get your name right.
Silk.
Leah.
We got Leah.
Leah, shout out to the house mom.
Talk to me. Why these chicks ain't making no money no more?
Because it's no professionalism. The girls think they're too good to dance. All they want to do is two-step. They carry attitude. And the young ones that's coming in don't know how to groom themselves properly. They don't have safe etiquette.
What you mean groom?
They're just not clean. They come into work and don't take showers. They strip down naked and put on their costumes. They have, when people tell them to go to the makeup artist and get their makeup done, they have no type of communication skills. And everybody kind of looks alike. Everybody want Brazilian hair that's 20 inches. Nobody have a defined style. Now, well, there's a couple of strippers that's out there that are making money, but they're few and far between, and they built their name not only on their stripper image, but they also went out and they, do other things.
They like network and they do branding and they market themselves.
Right, right. But then you have some young girls that come in that come from all over the place. They never strip, so they're basically following the guidelines of what they see.
Right.
And a lot of girls that's in there don't have the professional etiquette to be a stripper.
Mm.
I've been in the strip industry since the early 90s, and I've seen like Chocolate Thunder, White China, all those, because they had stage presence, and they weren't. These girls, they will walk past money because they're looking for guys that got on Fendi belts and big chains, and the money sitting right there in your face. People with money do not stand out.
Hey, let me tell you something, house mom. You just made me figure it out. The reason strippers have fallen off is because they don't take the craft serious no more. As much as we look down upon strippers, it used to be a craft. The pole tricks, how they used to go all the way to the top of the ceiling, then drop.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, all of that stuff used to mean something.
It's all about branding, yo, the way that you look. Some girls, they don't even invest in their costume. They wear $20 costumes. And, you know, you have to buy $100 costumes, get your makeup done, get your hair done. You have strippers that still do that, but it's kind of fading because they go spend $300 or $400 getting their stuff together. But they got five girls standing next to them. They got bad weaves.
Right.
And, yeah.
Clothes on. And what's up with these fishnets? Like these pantyhose.
Fishnets. Black pantyhose.
How old are you over there?
And
man?
Nobody is smoking blunts with their vagina no more. That used to be an ill trick back in the day.
That used to be a trick, yeah.
It's a couple of girls out there that's still bad. A girl named Action from used to work at Diamonds of Atlanta and Renegade. They're good. But they go to pole classes.
Right.
They exercise. They feel choreographers. But they get their
And rent. They have to have a good attitude.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Mama, for calling.
Let me tell you why the bartenders and waitresses are making more money.
Go ahead.
Because they communicate and they deal with the customers on a professional level. I know bartenders and waitresses, they get $100 for giving people napkins.
Wow. Okay.
People in there,
they want to spend money, but they want to be treated nicely.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Mama.
All right. No problem.
All right. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is scripting ain't dead, but these scrippers just scared to actually commit to the profession of scripting. They think TNA is enough. We see naked women on social media all day, B. What else you got? Where the pole tricks? Can you smoke a blunt with your vagina? Show me something I've never seen before. God is blessing all the bartenders. The strippers are the walking dead right now. Until y'all get y'all act together and take the craft of stripping seriously
again. You don't
again.
Even be in the strip club, though.
Nope, I don't.
So.
But I agree. They don't take it serious. They don't dance anymore. They two-step. Like I said, they dab and Millie Rockin' is. Who's going to. Nobody wants to throw money on them for that.
For mm-hmm. Millie Rockin'. We throw money at Envy for that.
Shut up. All right. We got rumors coming up when we come back.
Yes, we are going to talk about rich homie Quan. He's having some issues with his baby mom and somebody else who is about to have a child by him. Also, why did Adele tell somebody to suck her D?
Really?
Adele got a D? See, that's when her and Sam Smith they the same person, so every now and then she forgets that she's Adele and not Sam Smith.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Adele was not too happy about being criticized over her voice. Now, Tony Visconti, who is a producer who worked with David Bowie, said in an interview, "You turn the radio on and it's fluff. You're listening to 90% computerized voices. We know Adele has a great voice, but it's even questionable if that is actually her voice or how much has been manipulated. We don't know." So at a recent concert, Adele fired back and she said, D-head tried to say that my voice wasn't me on record.
Mm-hmm.
She said, dude, suck my... And that was how she responded to it. I can't believe Adele's just said that.
Adele, you're never going to get people to stop saying you and Sam Smith were the same person by saying things like that, okay?
Yeah, she was upset about it. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but Chris Brown also had to go to the police station in Amsterdam. People didn't know exactly what happened. He got pulled over, and they didn't know who he was, the police. They didn't know he was anybody famous. He had a show later that night. And then he posted some video of himself in the police station there. Basically, he said he was stopped by cops because he was riding a dirt bike without a license plate.
That's right. It don't matter who you are. We don't need to know who you are. You committing a crime, you committing a crime.
They released him after he paid a fine, but he did go on Instagram and let people know he had to pay this fine, but he did say that the police there were really cool and that he liked them.
Chris Brown was very polite as well. He made sure he was not getting locked up there.
Yeah, so see, there you have it. He said the police there are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Selena Gomez did a tribute to former Voice contestant Christina Grimmie, who was gunned down after a concert in Orlando on Friday. Now, Selena's stepfather actually had signed Christina when she was 14. He was going to manage her singing career, and Selena was Christina's mentor, so they had a real connection. Check it out.
I think it's not about a religion, and it's not about anything or good deeds. It's just that she had faith. And I don't really understand how this really happened, but I would like to dedicate this next song to her.
All right. Well, Christina Grimmie was gunned down by a guy named Kevin James Loible. He actually drove from his house to her concert. He actually had plans to kill her. He was a deranged fan. Now, Christina's brother actually attacked him after he shot her, and they had a struggle, and then Loible fatally shot himself during that struggle. All right, Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian are now going to do a TV special for their wedding. At first, they said they weren't going to. Now they are. They signed on for a docuseries focusing on her pregnancy. Now they also want to do the wedding. That wasn't part of the deal originally, but they're trying to get more than $1 million to get that. And, of course, they want the whole Kardashian family to show up for that wedding.
They should title the show My Big Fat Armenian Wedding.
Stop. He's been losing a lot of weight, and she's pregnant, so we can't necessarily say something like that. All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt TV. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
And don't think I forgot, Envy. You told me on Friday that on Monday you would play a record for me. You'd play.
You
said you would play Chance the Rapper featuring Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz, no problems. That's what you said.
Okay, well, if I said that, I'm going to do it.
And I love Chance's coloring book project, and I don't understand why Chance not getting radio play when he's one of the biggest rappers out.
Well, you made the request, and I'll get it on for
there
you, sir.
You said it's the people's choice mix,
there
so honor the request of the people.
I said
people.
You got it.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't really matter with you, but if you want it, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, coloring book's one of the hottest projects.
It is, and that's why I'm going to play it on.
People love Chance. Chance is all over Fallon. He's on the Colbert Show. He's got Apple commercials during the NBA Finals.
You don't have to sell me. I got you.
Well, I'm talking to radio right now. Okay. Radio not playing him.
Remember
come on,
when
radio.
Chance the Rapper was up here?
Get with the times. Yes, and I never had heard none of his music.
Never heard none of his music, and now you're a fan, so that's good.
Yep, right.
I told him, no. I didn't even listen to acid rap. Because I thought he was just another one of these fiend out rappers.
Now, his performance is dope, too.
You know, this is the era of the fiends out here.
Well, let's start the mix off with that, all right?
800-585-1051.
Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.